to Link to the Cast, episode 1A. We are back on your MP3 player, online and on download as well, with a video games podcast, taking a look at all the things happening in the world of video games across the UK and across the world. Episode 1 still available to download from the website. But in the meantime, here's episode 1A. It's an update, as promised. We're talking about the BAFTA Video Game Awards, which happened this week, and to talk them through with me is our very own Rick. How's it going, Rick?
Yeah, not bad at all. How are you?
Excellent stuff. Well, I figured the best way to do it is to crack on, go through some of the winners, some of the runners, the riders, and really just talk through some of the issues, I think, which have sprung up, because there's been quite a few talking topics.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mixed bag for me, this one.
I'll tell you what, we'll start with best game.
Yeah.
Now this is the game which isn't the game decided by the general public.
No.
It's the best game decided by the industry.
Exactly.
The best game this year was Super Mario Galaxy, which has been, for me, a massive surprise. Now, I'm a massive fan of this game. I think it's fantastic. It's got great visuals, great playability. It feels like it's something new. It's got longevity as well. You can play and play and play it. But I'm very surprised that it's won the industry award.
Yeah, me too. And in fact, listening back to our first podcast, when we were talking to Jason Bradbury, who was one of the voting panel on the BAFTA Game Awards, you know, it was a game that we really didn't talk about. So I don't think even Jason really expected it to maybe do so well as it did. I certainly didn't. You know, it's a great platformer. I've played a little bit of it. I know you basically went through it over and over. You spent a lot of time playing it. But I don't know, I just didn't really expect it to come so good. There's so much acclaim around the other titles in there, like Fables, you know, very, very highly acclaimed. And a lot of people are really waiting for that, really keen. And Call of Duty 4 still doing so well online. I just didn't expect Mario to do so well.
I just didn't think it was the sort of game that will win awards.
No, exactly. It's another Super Mario. All right, it's set on these little planets and it all looks very nice and friendly. And it's as good as a Mario game as there is. But like you say, it's not really breaking a mold in any way.
Yeah. Well, I would say I think it's an outstanding game. I think it's a worthy winner. I'm surprised that it's won, though.
Yeah.
And I've already heard a few doubters, and certainly on a lot of the forums, people are talking about the fact it was a safe choice because it now is a good time for the gaming industry to really push those family-friendly titles, to move away from the Grand Theft Autos, the violent games and all that sort
Absolutely.
Of thing. And they've gone for a real family-friendly title. For me, this is the ultimate family-friendly game. I think it's a great game.
For me, that's the game that really sums up the Wii. And you know, the Wii is undoubtedly the most successful console that's out on there. So I suppose it's really a big nod towards Nintendo and their success, as well as, you know, just the brilliance of that game.
It's all politics.
Yeah.
The other runners
we'll get
and riders
back to that
on there, Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, were runner-up, Fable 2, Fallout 3, Grand Theft Auto 4, and Rock Band. We're going to come back to Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, after we talk Fable 2, which won the best action and adventure game.
Well, I think that's quite a controversial choice, because I don't really associate Fable with perhaps being all action adventure. There's a lot of adventure in there, but it's essentially quite a friendly RPG, isn't it? I've got a couple of friends on the 360 who go nuts over it, and the fact that you can wager all your house and your money away and then spend it all, you know, it's more than just an action adventure game. There's so many aspects to it.
Was Dead Space a better bet, would you have said, in that category?
Yeah, Dead Space is kind of, not just for me, but a lot of people that I've read the columns and blogs for, it's kind of changed the survival horror, which is very much the action genre.
Action and adventure, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. It's changed how that's all done. By incorporating all your equipment management in real time, it really adds an extra level of fear. And what they did with the audio, and it's won some acclaim for that in the BAFTAs, is really brilliant. Some of the transmissions and the broadcast that you, when you're talking to the other, what's left of the crew members and other spacecraft, is really quite shaky stuff. Fables, again, it's a worthy winner, but it's not what I'd expected at all.
Also, runners-up, Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, that's cropped up again. Dead Space, Grand Theft Auto, Prince of Persia, and Tomb Raider Underworld.
Yeah, I didn't play it, to be honest. I've got it.
I've not played it.
There you go.
And you know what? I don't think I will play it.
No,
I think it's going to get traded in straight away.
You know, I've got no love for Tomb Raider anymore. It's just kind of tired now.
Rick, if I told you that the Artistic Achievement Award at the BAFTA Game Awards went to Little Big Planet, would you be surprised?
No, absolutely. I was rooting for that, as you all heard before anyway. And again, I think artistic achievement for Little Big Planet is absolutely bang on, because it's not just about the achievement that they've managed in the game and the textures and the kind of feel of the game, but it's about opening up that artistic sort of capabilities to all of the players online, and the fact that you can go back and play anyone else's levels. It's really good, really fun, really creative, some of the use of the tools in there.
I think we're going to see a lot of repeats of what we've seen in Little Big Planet going forward, future
video
games.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll never guess who came as a runner-up.
Yeah,
in the
exactly. I'm looking at this as well.
And Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare.
That's perhaps one of the most tenuous sort of nominations it's got in these in the
battles. Assassin's Creed, which looked absolutely fantastic.
It's a stunning game.
Dead Space, Gears of War 2, Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots as well.
I'm surprised they put that in the top five. It's a brilliant game. I love it. So many people are really put off by the kind of the grandness and the ridiculous, like, half-hour-long cutscenes, of which there's innumerable. There's masses of, you know, video footage essentially in there for you to have to sit through the first time around. You can skip it afterwards, but I love it, and I'm glad that it's got the nomination, to be honest. But surprised again.
Steven Spielberg. I'm sure he's won BAFTAs before.
Yeah.
But Boomblox has picked up the best casual game. Now, first of all, I want to touch on the other games in the category.
Yeah.
Buzz Quiz TV,
brilliant.
Guitar Hero World Tour, which for me is outstanding. Mm. Little Big Planet, SingStar Volume 2, and Wii Fit. Now, first of all, Wii Fit is not a game. It's a lifestyle choice. How many times do I have to say
exactly.
that?
Exactly. Jason Bradbury even took that point as well.
But also, casual game.
Yeah.
I mean, this is almost a category which It
almost, so many different
it riles me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I get riled by the idea of a casual game. Boomblox, it's one. Oh. It's 5 minutes. It's a pick up and play. It's a put down and don't play again.
Exactly. That is exactly what it is for me. If by casual game you mean spend 20 quid on a five minute game and then leave it and never touch it again.
But how do you put Boomblox and Guitar Hero World Tour
exactly.
in the same category?
See, the joy of Guitar Hero World Tour is, for me, that's the peak of casual games. Anyone can pick up and have a go, and more often than not, you'll have a laugh with it. Mm. But Boomblox, I really just... I couldn't play it a second time. Mm. I just couldn't do it.
I'll move on to gameplay. Now, for me, gameplay, when it comes to a game, has got to be the ultimate.
That's the selling point. Yeah.
It can be expensive, but you know what? If it plays well, it's going to be great. Mm. The runners and riders on this one, Grand Theft Auto 4, Left 4 Dead, Mario Kart Wii, Rock Band, and Super Mario Galaxy. Now, Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, has picked another...
Actually, you won the gameplay award there.
So it's won the award. Now, is there anything new in Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, which hasn't appeared in previous episodes?
Well, I think as a one-player game, no. Absolutely nothing. Nothing new there at all. But it's a multiplayer stands out. I mean, the one-player game is brilliant, and the storytelling in it is surprisingly good for what is essentially meant to be a multiplayer game. But it's all the perks. It's the leveling up and then the ability to go prestige if you get up to level 55 and do it all again and unlock all the guns again. And people go nuts for it. There's always something about when you join a battle on Call of Duty 4 and you see someone who you know because their badge says that they've gone prestige 10 times. Mm. They've got to level 55 10 times. They've spent a hell of a lot of time playing that game.
And I suppose if they've played it for that amount of time, it must be quite a good game.
Yeah, absolutely, if they keep going. And it keeps pulling me back every now and then.
Mario Kart Wii was also in there, gameplay-wise. For me, that still plays.
Yeah, you're still playing a lot of that, aren't you?
I just think it plays well.
It's brilliant.
And it's got that online element as well.
Yeah.
Join in. The lag times are almost zero now. Mm. I think gameplay-wise, absolutely fantastic. Not as fantastic, possibly, as one of my favourite games of 2008. Now, I played this as a sort of in a preview edition really early on 2008. It only came out at the back end, but it went massive. Professor Layton and the Curious Village, one of the best handhelds I've ever seen, played, touched, felt. For me, it's just something magical about that game.
It's kind of immersed you into the game, which is a really good and hard thing for a handheld game to do, I often find, because the very nature of it is something you kind of dip in and out of. But I know just from talking to you that you've really got sucked into almost the universe of Professor Layton.
There's so many games available on DS now that you can play, be it brain training, training, sight training, and it's all
just
designed to get your brain in gear.
Yeah.
This does the same thing, but it gives you all the sort of pleasures that an actual game has as well. It has characters, it has quirky moments. The visuals, if you've not seen the visuals or heard the music, now I was talking to Brian Shelf about the music, because I think that's part of the charm. It's got this almost like French sort of style to it. And but Brian Shelf was saying that that really annoys him.
Really?
I think it sounds fantastic. It really adds to that.
I think the visuals are really enchanting. It's a really pretty, very, very attractive game that kind of sucked me in as well.
I think sort of visuals there, you just touched on some of the other games. Geometry Wars Galaxies has got this awesome visual style.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely awesome. And again, Legend of Zelda Phantom Hourglass, which is in there. It's a Nintendo title. It's got, well, it's a runner-up in the handheld category. Now, for me, there was just... I can see why it hasn't won, shall I say that.
Fair enough.
There was a couple of niggles in that game. So it's a link to the cast on your MP3 player, online and on download. We're taking a look at the Video Game Award winners at the BAFTAs this week. Multiplayer title, surprising, in a category which again contains Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, Gears of War 2, Mario Kart Wii, Rock Band, but no Guitar Hero World Tour. The winner was Left 4 Dead.
Wow.
Now, I've only enjoyed this as a single player.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I've played it a little bit, dipped in on multiplayer, but... My God, it's a completely different kind of terrifying experience as multiplayer. You got your little four-man team and you're trying to fight off against hordes of zombies and they certainly fly at you. It's the one thing that really stood out for me. It's done the zombie genre so differently because they really come moving. Thousands of them at times.
I forgot to mention Buzz Quiz TV.
Yeah, man. I like Buzz. I've got a few friends who play that quite regularly, and the idea that you can sit and play your own game show against some other sofa, the other side of the world, answering the same questions, I thought it was quite a good little different take on the games.
Yeah, I mentioned this before. Rock Band's in there. Guitar Hero World Tour is not in there. We're talking about multiplayers. For me, Hero World Tour and Rock Band, almost, well, very similar game, but I think Guitar Hero World Tour much more accessible because, first of all, the kit's easier to get hold of. It's cheaper to compile. You're able to sort of back reference certain elements of it as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
That, for me, would put Guitar Hero World Tour ahead of Rock Band.
Just the ability to take your guitars from some of the previous titles into this one so you don't have to buy all the guitars again was a big plus for me. But, yeah, I don't know, Rock Band, I've not really played a whole lot of it, but I can't see how it justifies to be a separate entry, really.
Original score music plays a fantastic part in any decent game to really sort of immerse yourself, for me, in a game. A lot of it is about the music, the atmos. For me, it's no surprise that Dead Space picked up the title here.
It's
one of those titles which, for me, that style of music that it brings to the table, it's spooky, it's a little bit freaky.
It keeps you on edge.
It keeps you on the edge, and it really sets a tone of being... I mean, it sounds like it's almost... It should be jolly, but there's... really sinister element
undertones
to it,
isn't there, to it? Yeah, absolutely. And it is so important for that survival horror genre to have such a good soundtrack to it, because, you know, there can be points where it slows the whole game down, there's nothing there and it's just silence, so it needs something to just sort of keep you moving, keep you on edge. You just don't know what's going to happen. And I think that's a brilliant example of how it can be done really well.
I tell you what, there's been a few quid spent on scores here. We've got Assassin's Creed, again, just sounded fantastic, as did Fable 2, similar elements to Dead Space. Fallout 3.
That's a really good shout, I thought. The different radio stations in Fallout 3, okay, it had none of the depth compared to like Grand Theft Autos and stuff, but very, very eerie about listening to like 50s-esque music.
Now, Metal Gear Solid 4 also gets a nomination, ends up as a runner-up to Dead Space, though. Is there anything different in that score that we haven't already heard in the previous incumbents?
That's a tricky one. Harry Gregson-Williams has been on the Metal Gears for as long as there have been, you know, next-gen Metal Gears, but I think it's just bigger and more of it, you know, just like a 200-piece orchestra where there's 150 before. It's massive, the amount of detail in the sound there, but yeah, I'm not so sure it warrants a win, and therefore, you know, Dead Space, get in.
I'm going to skip through sports. The winner was Race Driver Grid, FIFA 09, Footy Manager 2009, MotorStorm Pacific Rift. Pure was in there as well, a runner-up. Wii Fit as a sports game. Is Wii Fit a sports game? Yeah. It didn't win it. Race Driver Grid did. I'm going to move straight on to strategy, which actually doesn't interest me particularly.
No.
Sid Meier's Civilization Revolution. Now, the depth of that has really taken sort of a lot of gamers and a lot of guys on the forums by surprise. There's a lot in that game.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're releasing patches and extras to it all the time as well. So, you know, they're really trying to keep it fresh.
Advance Wars Dark Conflict is in there. Now, did this game not come out in 2006? Was this last? It feels like forever. This
game
has
absolutely
been out.
I've seen shots of it for years, but I've never really got into it.
Command and Conquer Red Alert 3 is also in there. Ninja Town, SOCOM US Navy SEALs Tactical Strike, and Viva Pinata Pocket Paradise as well as a strategy title. Story and character at the BAFTA Game Awards. The winner again, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare. The usual suspects, I have to say, on the nominations list: Assassin's Creed, Fable 2, Fallout 3, Grand Theft Auto 4, Mass Effect. Now, story and character. Now, for me, in terms of story and character, Grand Theft Auto 4, I would have almost put my house on that because of the way that it's almost a movie you're playing a part in. Yeah. The character development you see in there, the way the character's set up in there, which Call of Duty 4, it's more of the same, perhaps?
Yeah, I mean, it does deal with the whole sort of camaraderie within your Special Forces unit really well, and certainly... For people that haven't finished a one-player game, the last stage is something that you will not forget for a long time. It's brilliantly put together, and the team spirit in that is just phenomenal. But Grand Theft Auto, like you say, it's a very contemporary story. It's set very much in our real world, essentially, with the poverty of Eastern Europe and people trying to flee that and do stuff for themselves. So, I think it deserved a bit more recognition as well, perhaps.
Yeah, man, it's talking politics, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Bring it to the kids, yo.
Technical achievement, always an interesting one. Spores picked up the title on this one. Assassin's Creed, which I have to say looks fantastic. Fable 2, Fallout 3, Grand Theft Auto 4, Little Big Planet as well in there. But it's Spore which has taken the award. Now, for me, any of those titles all looked fantastic.
I think the technical achievement in reference to Spore has perhaps been awarded on the fact that it's the whole evolution of your creature. It's the idea that you can create a new and completely fresh being which nobody else on our real planet has actually made. So it's, evolving your own creature and then letting them into the World Wide Web.
Now, if Wii Fit was in this, yeah, I would say, you know what? That would be a decent nomination.
Yeah, actually, that's a good shout.
Technical achievement, the Wii Fit machine, a balance board which weighs, helps you in weight loss, helps you play games.
It's about doing something different with gaming. Yeah, absolutely.
I think they've achieved something there.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I mean, I'd certainly say that Assassin's Creed is a very pretty game, but other than the graphics and the score that we've already mentioned, is there really anything really groundbreakingly new in there? I don't think so.
Now, have we got ourselves slightly in a muddle, slightly confused? Because we've had best original score. I'm now going to move you on to the best use of audio. Now, presumably, when they talk about score, it's the opening, gambit. It's your background music.
Absolutely.
It's the thing that sort of sets the tone. Use of audio, presumably, looking at it, is the use of sounds within that. Presumably, it's the sound of your characters, gunshots, and blood spatters.
Yeah, exactly. Gunshots. Call of Duty 4's in there again. There's a whole lot of gun sounds.
Super Mario Galaxy makes an appearance in this. Now, for me, you'd have to say Super Mario Galaxy, sound-wise, is absolutely fantastic. The same can be said of Little Big Planet as well. Grand Theft Auto 4, use of sound. The radio stations on there sound great.
Yeah, I'd say that would be more of a soundtrack nomination, though, again, because like we were mentioning with Dead Space, it's about, or even with Fallout 3, the radio stations are in themselves a new package of audio added to it. The sound, I think the use of audio should really be about your character and your sound interaction, that kind of a level of things. So Dead Space, again, I'd say that's a good shout for it. There's a whole lot of scary noises in there.
Well, that's what it is for Dead Space, isn't it? It's the way you turn into one of these, into a corridor, you hear a noise
on your
left channel, you're thinking, what?
Yeah.
It cuts across on your right channel.
Absolutely. And when you go into the zero gravity and decompressed areas of the spaceship and you can hear the air all being sucked out and you can just make out dull thuds, it's a very strange sound to be party to, because you just basically hear these very, very tiny scratchings. It's because they've really thought about how sound wouldn't be transmitted in those environments where there's so little air to carry it. It's very, very brilliantly done.
It's a link to the cast. We're on to the final award, 2008 BAFTA Game Awards, the only award to be voted for by the public. The nominations were, we talked these through in episode one with Jason Bradbury. The nominations: World of Warcraft, Wii Fit, Professor Layton, Little Big Planet, Left 4 Dead, Guitar Hero World Tour, Grand Theft Auto 4, Gears of War 2, Fallout 3, and Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare. Now, I actually went onto the website, I voted Grand Theft Auto 4, because I thought, of all these games, the one that for me that stands out, and I think, I'd like to go back to that game and back to that game 3-4 years time, I'll probably still have another look at it, would actually be Grand Theft Auto 4.
Well, it's a great game, but I'd like to think I'd go back to it. But I know for a fact I haven't, since I got...
Well, Rick, let me ask you, which game do you think won?
Which game do I think won?
The voted for the public.
I think it was Call of Duty 4.
Oh, there
you go.
Again.
Yeah. I mean, it's done so well in all the other awards, but the very fact that, like you say, it's being voted for by the public, there's so many people still playing it online right now. They're just hammering it, and they've got so much choice in the first-person shooter genre. Mm. The fact that they're going back to Call of Duty is a testament to just how good it is online, I'd say.
The stickler on this for me is that it's a vote which is voted for online. The most popular game, as far as I can tell, on here. Now, Mario Kart Wii wasn't on here.
No.
But the most popular game on here is probably the most popular game online.
Yeah, absolutely.
Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare.
Yeah. I think Left 4 Dead's had a bit of a tough shout in there because it's actually quite new compared to them. So maybe a lot of people haven't found it yet. Little Big Planet for me, I thought was probably groundbreaking enough really to have enough people to really vote for it, but I've heard it's not been as commercial a success as maybe I'd want it to. Wii Fit, if they built something into your Wii so that you could vote for the BAFTA Game Awards, then maybe that would have done it. But
if it was stand on your right leg,
yeah, exactly,
to vote for
yeah.
this game in the BAFTA Game Awards
there you go.
2010, then maybe we might have had something.
Yeah.
And Guitar Hero World Tour, I think it's too casual a game for people
yeah, exactly.
to really go,
and that's the same point really with the Wii Fit, really. Do people consider themselves to be gamers if they're playing Wii Fit?
Okay.
And would they vote? No, I don't think so.
Well, that wraps up the awards titles for 2008. Major surprises for me. I'd like to have seen Mario Kart Wii get a couple more nods. Not massively surprised by Super Mario Galaxy winning an award.
Mm.
Maybe just a little bit surprised that it's winning awards. I'm trying to say is, I do believe that it deserved to win. I'm surprised that it did win.
Yes, surprised it got that recognition.
I'm slightly surprised. I won't lie. I'm slightly surprised that Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare is across the board on almost everything. Normally, you get them in certain pickpockets.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of categories, but actually, across the board, it's had a great year. When we look back at 2008, will we look back at Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, though, as the game that really sums up 2008 and gaming at this time?
I don't know. I think Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare 2, is that a title or is that a title? It's scheduled to come out at the end of the year. And I think, you know, that might just prove a great reminder for how good the original was. So, yeah, I'd give it a shout, you know.
Okay, it's a link to the cast. This has been episode 1A. We've got episode 2 coming out at the end of March, so tune in for that. We're going to have a review of Street Fighter 4.
That's right,
on
yep.
PS3.
Yep.
We're going to be taking a look as well. We're waiting for it to arrive.
Oh, man, sweaty palms already.
Grand Theft Auto 4 on the DS, Chinatown Wars. It's got the full soundtrack. The guys at Rockstar, massively involved again. Laszlo and the team putting stuff together for that as well. Mm. So that's going to sound absolutely fantastic. We'll see you bright and breezy at the end of March for episode 2.